This is Matt Wells at UN News. Road traffic crashes have become the leading killer of young people aged 5 to 29, with most deaths happening in lower-income countries. This data comes from the World Health Organization's latest global status report on road safety, which indicates that road traffic deaths are on the rise, totaling 1.35 million a year now, over 90% of which occur in poorer parts of the world. Dr. Etienne Krug, director of the WHO department that handles violence and injury prevention, said high-level political will must be applied to tackling the problem. What needs to be done to improve the situation is clear, but policy implementation is lacking, he explained to Natalie Hutchison of UN News.
Well, the new World Health Organization Global Status Report on Road Safety 2018 shows that road traffic crashes have become the leading cause of death for young children, the 5 to 14-year-old. It was already the leading cause and still is for the 15 to 29-year-old. So what's killing our young children and young adults really is road traffic crashes now.
And what countries are sort of leading the way in safe driving, and what countries are kind of falling behind?
Well, we find the best performers in Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, France, and then we see the worst rates really in Africa and Southeast Asia.
And more than 90% of the traffic deaths are occurring in low- and middle-income countries, and they aren't stabilizing like they do in richer countries. So what can be done about this, specifically in places where the laws and measures are lacking?
Well, it's important to notice that this is a real issue of inequalities. In the lower-income countries, we see that they have 1% of the vehicles in the world, but 13% of all the deaths. While in the high-income countries, they have 40% of the vehicles, so 40 times more, but only half of the deaths, 7%. So it's a question of inequalities, and it's a question of political will to redress that. We're seeing a dramatic increase of road traffic deaths in many low-income countries and middle-income countries still, which comes with the rapid development, new roads, new cars, new drivers everywhere. Mm-hmm. But that's not accompanied with the necessary safety measures. What we need to see is real political, high-level political will to take on the problem with the development of good legislation and the enforcement of that legislation, with improvement of vehicles and infrastructure. We know what needs to be done. This is not the issue. We just need to do it.
And besides the obvious problems like physical injuries and deaths, what are the other losses that are incurred as a result of these road crashes?
Well, you know, I don't think it's quantifiable how much suffering road traffic crashes causes when a young father, a young mother, a young child is killed in a road traffic crash. Its entire families, but also friends, colleagues, classmates who are traumatized often for life. And then there's the economic cost. We're talking about young breadwinners, young fathers and mothers, when they disappear or are severely injured and require long-term treatment, the lost income often throws entire families into poverty. This is a horrible problem in terms of human suffering, but also a large economic problem.
Right. And so what improvements have we seen since the last report in 2015, or changes in general?
We have seen some progress. One-third of countries have managed to see a reduction in the number of deaths, but two-thirds are still seeing an increase. But also we've seen some countries have improved their legislation. 22 countries did so. Some countries have improved their trauma care services, with examples, for example, in Uganda or other places where efforts have been made. And we have seen other types of improvements in terms of infrastructure assessment or vehicle design. So there are signs of progress. We just need to see more of them.